This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, getting ourselves all settled in here. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. I had a really good weekend.
Oh,
how about
good.
You?
An interesting weekend.
Oh. You're first then, huh? Let's hear it.
Spent Friday night in the emergency room with John.
What'd you do to him?
Your break is... You know what? It was Friday.
Did
was
you lay him so much?
Yeah.
I laid him so much that he was broken. We had to take him in.
It happened, Sarah.
You know, you got to fix these things.
Yeah, good going. Oh, bravo. I'm impressed. After all these years, I finally broke him.
Still crazy after all these years.
What happened?
More?
Oh, I mean, come on.
Right. Not every day you can break a man.
Right.
Always trying. So on Friday night, we always play cards with our friends, Joe and Ariane. And
how does someone end up in the ER playing cards?
Playing cards, right?
How's that possible?
Slice his finger on the cards.
Was he caught cheating?
Collected too much money.
He was caught cheating.
How do you guys know all this stuff? It's crazy. It's like you were there.
What happened?
Someone taught him what's what because he was caught with a card in his
Punk
watch band.
Ultimately, this whole thing is my fault.
I don't believe it.
I'll let you decide after you've heard the story. So normally Joe and Ariane will come to our house, but they had actually, we decided we were going to go to their place. They live in San Rafael.
Oh, geez. Now you can't get ripped.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, she can because John can
right.
Yeah.
So,
right?
No, I did not. So John will usually have a couple drinks and then, In a worst case scenario, our son can come get us.
Yeah,
we just didn't expect him to have to come get us at 8:30. So we're there and we have dinner and we're couple drinks in. He made steak on the grill.
Steak.
It was delicious.
Can't go wrong.
Right.
Easy.
So we're playing Boggle, which is my favorite game. I love playing a little Boggle, and it's just funny. We have a good time. And but John
Boggle
is,
with dice? I don't really...
No, it's like it's like dice that have letters on them, so you shake up the whole thing.
Yeah,
and then
remember shaking up.
Right,
things,
and then you try to find words.
Uh-huh.
So I love Boggle. Like, I'd play Boggle all night, all day. I'd play it with you. I'll play it with anyone.
You do have a lot of words in your head.
I love Boggle. So we're playing a few rounds of that, and John's like, I'm sick of playing Boggle. And I'm like, all right, let's do two more rounds. And he's like, I'm going outside. So and it's still light out, barely, because it's 8:30 at night, and it's summertime. I'm sure you guys are familiar with what happens in the summer.
I'm usually in bed, but okay.
Still
I'll
light.
I'll take your word for it.
So he goes outside.
San Rafael is a rough neighborhood.
Yeah,
so
super rough.
All right.
So he's just gonna go hang in the yard or whatever. Mm. You know, they have a pond and it's and chickens. Like
they got
it's,
a pond and chickens.
They have a whole little farm.
Neat.
Up there. I know, it's really neat. So he's just gonna go and just wait the 10 minutes it's gonna take to play these two rounds. So Joe gets up too, and he's like, I'm gonna go out there too. And I don't even notice it. They're gone. Ariane and I are really just talking and playing Boggle. And
They're not.
No. They're not.
Is that the doobie weed?
They didn't spark up.
That was the international.
I didn't know if it was here or up here.
Doobie weed reference.
So we're having a conversation about what would happen if one of our husbands died, of all things, right?
Oh no!
I know. We're just talking about.
What are you? You're like trying to create putting that energy into the world as they're out there in the rough neighborhoods of
Sammerfeld.
No,
weapons.
So all of a sudden, John and Joe come back into the house, and John just looks like he's in shock. And he has... Joe is a huge bike enthusiast. Huge bike. Like,
he's the one
used to
you,
race
don't you call
bikes.
Him Broken Joe?
We call,
what
him,
do you call him
Broken Joe. We call him Pelvis Crash. Because like, okay. He's actually broken. He's been hit by cars twice and actually broke his pelvis one time on a bike. So he had some bike that's, you know, light as a feather. His whole thing is that the bike is so light you can lift it up with one finger. So this bike is one of those ones that you can't coast on. Like, it's, I don't
it's
know.
It's a fixie.
Whatever the hell it is, there's
gear.
It's really, really light, so it gets going really fast, but then you can't stop pedaling. You've just got to slow your pedaling to slow the thing down.
Yeah, I have one of those. They're great. They're also hard.
Yeah, very hard. So John's never ridden one before, and we're a couple drinks in. And he's like, oh, just try this out. No helmet. On the street. John wipes out. Tumbles, slams his head into the pavement. I've never felt a bigger bump on someone's head. Never. It was like a half a tennis ball. Mm-hmm. Like, I cupped my hand like this, and this is barely touching.
Oh, my goodness.
Like Fred Flintstone cartoon style.
Hold on. Where was the hit?
It was, he went over the top. I guess the thing sort of flung him off. So he curled and rolled. But, so he is... top to bottom abraded, you know, just cuts everywhere. His ankles swelled up huge. His hands all racked up. His whole back has road rash on it.
Oh, my
And the
gosh.
Back of his head slammed on
so the
paper.
So the tennis ball is on the
back of
his
head.
Head.
I don't know how, if it was a somersault or whatever. So he is really hurt. But we're asking him, he's not nauseous, and we're asking him questions, and he's, you know, answering them. But he is... stunned, you can tell. So I've been drinking. Everyone's been drinking. So I call my son, Riley. Please come and get us. I don't want to worry you, but we need to go to the hospital. You need to please, you know, take an Uber up here. You can drive our thing.
Wah! Right?
No. He was great. So he's there. I swear to God, it felt like 5 minutes later. Riley gets up there, and we get in it. Of course, Joe.
And it was on a hill.
No.
They live on a hill? No?
No.
Okay.
Just on the flats. Mm-hmm. He just was going. You get going really fast on these bikes really easily. And John didn't know when he started to coast and then or whatever the hell happened. And you can't coast on these
You know
things.
What's weird about those bikes? Because when I bought one, I thought it would be like my BMX bike. They call it a fixie. But what I thought was it was just one gear.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, and even as you're hearing this, if you're not familiar with a fix, you can't, there's no freewheel.
No.
So you can't stop pedaling. So at all
that
times,
that gear is turning
it's
with the
moving.
Wheel.
So if you're going downhill, but you're done pedaling, you're like, I'm done. I don't want to pedal anymore. I just want to coast. Your legs still have to keep pumping.
Yep.
And frankly, you have to actually give it resistance going downhill because it
otherwise you get out of control.
Your legs can't keep up. It's almost that. Mm. I can't liken it to a skateboard because no one will understand that. But I've been going on a skateboard where you're going so fast, you jump off and you can't run it out. Mm-hmm. Your legs won't keep up with the run and you end up sliding along the cement Superman until your skin stops you.
Your skin is your brake.
Right.
Ow.
I can see where even if Joe had told him, you know, how this thing works, he probably still didn't get it till he got on it.
Right.
They're weird.
Until he got thrown off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So Riley gets there, and of course, Joe just feels terrible, and we're all freaking out. We've got ice on the back of his head, and, you know, meanwhile, his ankle's swollen up, and we get to Marin General at the ER, and... They're very efficient. They couldn't be nicer. She's actually trying to get John to say that he's going faster than he was because I guess if like 20 miles an hour is the cutoff, he goes, I don't know how fast I was going, maybe 20 miles an hour. She goes, what about 21 miles an hour? Like as in if you're over 20 miles an hour,
they'll see you faster or something?
They'll see you faster.
Oh.
And he's like, no. And I'm like, no, maybe you were good. Maybe he goes, no.
Your head's banged up. You don't even know, kid.
I know, exactly.
So, well, people run. I can run 6 miles per hour, so he probably was going faster than 20.
That's what I'm saying.
If, like, I can run 6, and that's, I'm a fat ass and I'm out of, you know what I mean? Of course he was going more than 20.
So he's insisting it's 20 or under. So we wait there for a little while, but they're really good about it. So he gets a CAT scan because that was the main thing, is that there's, I mean, you can't, even the lady, she puts her hand on the back of his head to see what's, and it's not, it, there's a little bit of a cut there, but not something that needed to, not something that was bleeding.
Stitches?
No, nothing that needed stitches.
Isn't that weird? So I just hit my head not that long ago and it didn't bleed like my head wounds usually do. Right. So I don't know what it is about certain knocks. But I got the same thing. I didn't crack it open the way it felt.
A head injury
when I
bleeds.
It should have bled and it should have been stitches.
Well, he's got concerned about yours bleeding on the inside and making it some kind of blood clot.
Right.
Yeah, you get.
So even as she's triage, you know, the triage nurse is the first one to see you. And she goes to feel the thing and write down how big it is and everything. Yeah. She was like, oh, you know. I mean, it was, even now, it's still like this big lump. So they CAT scan. It just takes forever. So we're there. We get there just after 9 o'clock, and I said to my son, "You know, you can go if you." He's like, "Absolutely not. Don't worry about it." And he was great because, you know, when they took John out to do the CAT scan, of course, that's when I start to like, oh. And he was just so sweet and so supportive, and so John. About midnight, I would say we got out of there. And so we come home, and he's just, he's taking aspirin, and I basically, you know, I'm stone cold sober at this point. I stopped drinking at 8 o'clock. And
yeah.
So I'm like, I'm having a drink. So I make a drink, and then I drink like half of it, and I'm like, I'm going to bed. So we all go to bed, and we wake up on Saturday. And the thing is, on Saturday, we had this big party that we wanted to go to, and with people that we really like, and they've come to a ton of our stuff, and we've always ever said
the record party.
Yes, we've always only ever said no to them, and then this is the one time. So I'm like, you know, he's like, I don't know if we should go or not. I'm like, I know. Let's see how you feel around noon, because the party's at like 2 o'clock. It's a daytime thing.
That's good.
So we get up, and he's like, I think I can do it. It's just a record. No, it's a record party. It's like a listening party, really. So
it'll be chill,
right? It'll be fine. So we go, and it's a long drive and everything.
Had you told these people what had happened, or he's going to show up racked up?
Well, he looked fine. You know, he wasn't really bleeding from anywhere. But I did say, right when we got there, I'm like, listen, John got in an accident last night, and so we're here, and we may leave at any time.
Yeah.
So,
did they shave his head at all?
They didn't. Mm. No. They do whatever CT scan. Is that a CAT scan?
Yeah.
So
it's a couple different scans.
And it was clear.
I'm always unclear.
It was clear. Yeah.
Good.
No fracture. No. I mean, I assume they're saying it could be a mild concussion, but they weren't concerned about bleeding into the brain or any of that stuff. But it's so.
I just would have been afraid
of
him going to sleep.
I know.
Wake up every half hour.
No, they were like, he can sleep. They said if it's even if he threw up, they were like, it's okay if he throws up once. If he throws up more than once, or anything starts happening with his vision, you got to come right back. Then there's a whole list of them. You know, there's the whole checklist of things for head injuries.
Yeah, that's why I waited out that knock I took a couple weeks back. I had to wait it out. I wasn't sure if I'd get somewhere away from the house and then start to get blurry or dizzy.
I know. Vinny's like, I'm leaving for Bottle Rock. No, you're not. Yeah.
How
you
did that
stay
happen
home.
Again?
Surfing.
I hit my head underwater on a rock. I don't even know. I don't even get it because I know that it was. I didn't realize it was that shallow, but it took the ocean power basically pushed my head onto a rock, and it stunned me more than anything else. But then I thought, oh,
stun is the word.
You know when you. Before you've even had a chance to look, you have a moment of, how bad was that?
Right.
Was that bad? And I thought, I for sure am bleeding. For sure.
Right.
That was hard enough. And then there was no blood. And
just
I thought,
an abrasion and still it.
But then I started to feel the.
You had like, it was a little scabby.
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't.
I know, not that initial.
It didn't have
slice.
That open wound.
Right. Well, just a compaction.
Yeah. Whatever. So, I'm glad to hear he's okay. That's all that really matters. And you know what?
Well, people feel like he got hit by a truck yesterday.
Oh, I bet.
But it was actually worse than it was.
Yeah, that's often how it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The human body's remarkable. Yeah. And frankly, we repair and heal better. I mean, certain things, you need surgery. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we heal better than you can't even believe it, really.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see yourself and you go, oh, I'm ruined.
Yep, that's it.
And 2 weeks
I'm
later,
broken.
You go, I can't believe it.
All gone. It's all better.
Doesn't even look like it happened to me.
I know.
So good for him that he's going to be okay. And I'm sorry.
What an idiot. I'm like, and now that we're past any danger, mm-hmm. I'm like, I cannot believe you got on that thing without a helmet. I cannot believe you. After drinking, you're riding a bike. Because, you know, the really bad things could have happened.
Yes.
Sure.
You're not mad until they survive it.
Uh-huh. And the anger sets in.
Yeah. But I guess after he took the tumble, I guess he jumped right up and was immediately like doing inventory. You know, like, uh-oh. And he goes, at first,
broken.
Couldn't feel anything. You know, there was just no pain and no. But then when I saw him in the shower on Saturday, as we were getting ready for this party, you know, I was like, oh boy, you need to get a mirror and look at the backside of you. Like you.
Are you putting like stuff on him?
Yeah, he put
Sporin
like some,
and whatever else to help with the healing.
Little antibacterial stuff. But his ankles and his hand are kind of the worst of it.
Mm.
And then there's this contusion on the back of his head.
All right,
whatever
well,
you call it.
Check this out. So right. Friday I leave here and I've got a date with my daughter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How did that go?
Well, so it went great. Overall, it was excellent. But I pick her up. I had to get there before nap, so I get her around 12:45 so that she's not been put down. So I get her. And she's just pumped. We're going to the beach boardwalk. We're going to play games.
Oh, fun.
I'm going to feed her everything that she's not supposed to eat.
She'll throw up Twinkies.
Whatever she wants, I'm going to just give it to her. We're going to have the time of our lives. So I get her, and we're in my van, and we're driving
minivan
to the boardwalk, mm-hmm. and we're stopped at this light.
Boardwalk!
And we got the car soundtrack going, because we love that.
Yeah.
And as I'm sitting there, someone nails my car from behind.
No!
My van, I mean. And I'm all... I scream the F word. And then my kid screams the F word. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I'm almost more.
Was the F word fender bender?
Yes. Oh, dear.
And I'm like, so we're at a red light. This guy had been stopped behind me already. I don't know what made him think it turned green, mm-hmm. but it was like a punch. So he must have punched the gas. He probably had been either texting or looking
right.
back.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he realized how long he'd not been watching, I can't even. The whole time we get pulled over, and the whole time he's like, my kid was distracting me. I'm so sorry. I didn't, my kid. And I'm in my head, I'm thinking, quit blaming it on your kid. Your kid was in the backseat.
Yeah,
you're
the one driving.
But I just didn't even engage because the whole thing from the drive, from leaving here, was just to get this kid to the boardwalk and have some fun. Like, that was the So I'm just, give me your stuff. Let me take some pictures. I got to go. I'm not going to sit here with you.
No.
So I do all that stuff, and I split. Now I'm driving away, and I'm like, listen. Dad said a word back there. Oh, man. I'm still, the whole time I'm taking pictures of this guy's gear, I'm like, how am I going to work on this F word? Because we both yelled it. Like, I yelled it out of instinct. Mm-hmm. I guess she yelled it as just parroted Dad.
Sure.
Right. And probably a little frightened and stunned.
How's your neck?
Good. Well, the thing was, my hand was on the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got hit, I jammed it. So this hand, it's better now.
Oh.
This hand swelled up. Like you can see the tendons here?
Yeah.
Gone.
Oh.
All swollen. So I'm just like.
How's she?
She's good. But I was just thinking to myself, damn it, man. I don't want to deal with this right
now. No. Like, I'm in the middle of a fun day with my daughter.
Not only that, this is the second time this van's been hit.
That van's cursed.
You just fixed it.
You gotta start calling it a minivan.
Fixed it.
It's like it doesn't know who I am.
I just fixed it.
Now, how bad is the damage?
It's not that bad at all. I'm gonna take it to the guy and have him look at it because it definitely, visibly, I can live. Because I got so much going on, visibly, I can live with what's happened. If there's something under the bumper or someplace that he needs to be able
danger,
to...
Danger, yeah.
I don't want to be the judge of that. I'm going to let him decide today. Should we do anything or not? Mm. But man, what a...
But your hand's okay.
Now it is.
Right.
So you guys continued on to the boardwalk?
We had the best day.
I saw your picture.
That kid is a ringer at fair games. So she wins this stuffed animal by herself.
What game?
Throw the wiffle ball onto the... There's all these little glass cups. There are colored ones along the way that you're trying to get to. Mm-hmm. But basically, the wiffle ball should just zing across the top.
Right.
Except this kid's dropping them on the red and then the blue. And it almost hits the gold. If she'd hit the gold, she was one cup next to... The cup next to the gold is what she hits. That would have been a stuffed animal that Dad would have had to say, I'll come back for it.
I'd be like, let's cut it in pieces. I'm lucky we got a minivan. Throw that thing in the back.
You in that minivan.
You got to start calling it a minivan. That's why it keeps getting in accidents.
My mom goes, I'm going to tie a red ribbon on that. I'm like, what? She goes, your great-grandmother told me that keeps the spirits, the bad. I'm like, oh.
The bad spirits being cars here.
Listen, just you do that when you get here and don't even tell me where it is because I don't want to know.
Well, it is like the red they put on the trucks when there's lumber or something out. They put the red rag or something on there to
so that you don't slam your windshield into it.
Right.
Here's a little something fluttering around so you get some depth perception on this.
Anyway, we ended up having a great day, though. So I did post a picture of it. Of this toy she won. It's huge. It's bigger than her.
Big pink thing. What is it? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it is either, but the third picture I posted is it's so big the whole time we're together that it's taking, I'm trying to get selfies and it's this thing that's in the middle of us that keeps getting photoed. I'm like, I give up.
Big prizes are not a big prize.
Well, she loved it.
That's good.
We had a good day.
And she won it herself.
Exactly.
Oh, there it is. Look at it.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Oh, boy. That is like maybe a monkey?
I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
A pink monkey?
Yeah, it's a screaming pink monkey.
And with a snow cone.
It's
that's
bigger
alive.
Than her.
That's humongous.
Yeah. Well, that's her behind it there.
Let's see.
Holding
back,
it on the other one.
Oh, yeah. There
that's
she
her.
Is. That's so
Christina
funny.
Posted something. Looks like you guys may be on the beach against a rock with you and Edie.
I didn't see that until this morning. Edie.
It just popped up. It's not Edie? Is
no,
that
that's Isla?
Isla. When she was little?
That's like two or three years old.
She says, Isla says, as we're driving down the road, I have the best dad in the whole world. Mom, you picked a good man.
What?
Happy Father's Day.
Oh my God, that's so cute. I know. You picked a good one, Christina.
That kid says the weirdest stuff.
That's great.
She said something to me the other day like, I love you so much I could just throw up my heart. And I'm all, what? In the hell?
That is so sweet.
What are you trying to say? I don't even know if that's good.
It's really good.
It is?
Yeah.
I could just throw up my heart?
That's adorable.
Is it?
Sure. I could throw up my heart and hand it to you.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's pink and has sparkles on it.
Yeah.
You know her heart looks just
rainbow
like that.
Rainbow sparkles, right. Sure. Uh-huh. Of course.
All right, look, we're super late. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.